Gents, I just want to pause the episode for a moment to let you know about the Strong Men of Value Academy. You will have heard me refer to it a number of times, and I want to bring more attention to it. So this isn't just a program. It's a life-changing environment and community of men who are focused on personal and professional growth. We're looking at areas of relationships, wealth, and health, things to help you thrive and maximize your life. Imagine having bi-monthly one-on-one coaching sessions with myself, weekly group coaching calls, and an incredible brotherhood of high achievers by your side. Now we're diving into resilience, leadership, and holistic growth to not just succeed in your career, but to thrive in your health and your relationships. Your journey to greatness, it starts here. So join the movement and you can apply for the Strong Men of Value Academy. You can head to themanthatcanproject.com to find out more.
You're listening to The Man That Can Project with Lachie Stewart, a global movement created to empower men and open up what's really going through their minds by having real and raw conversations about life's unique challenges and our individual ways of processing it all. Welcome to The Man That Can Project.
Gents, make sure you please subscribe, like, and share these episodes. It really supports the show growing and getting to the ears of men that need to hear it. Welcome back, gents. Cracking into 2021. Thought I would share some of my biggest learnings for 2020, obviously a year that didn't necessarily pan out how most of us had probably expected it to this time last year. I remember this time last year, as I look at my perpetual year planner from last year before I'm about to throw it in the bin, I had four workshops planned out. I had a European holiday. I had my men's huddles, men's circles, long weekends plans, all courses that I was going to attend, courses that I was running, all of that mapped out. And obviously, you know, COVID happened and it threw a spanner in the works. And I know for some people it made it into the best year ever, and for others, not so much. So I really wanted to share, I guess, my learnings and biggest takeaways for the year and things that, you know, I learned last year that I've definitely already taking the time to implement in for 2021 to make it even better. And there's just some key points that I'm not going to spend a whole heap of time, but I think highlighting it for you guys, you may be able to relate, or it may be something that didn't stand out for you just yet, but you also may look to implement it to help yourself have a successful 2021. But something that really highlighted, or, you know, we got the downtime to think about, is what I really wanted. Right, for me last year, I spent a lot of time mapping out exactly what I wanted in multiple areas of my life, but those were goals that I was still just building on from years prior. Right, I still had this burning desire to be successful. I still had this burning desire to prove certain things, even though I don't think I was emotionally connected to that anymore. So being able to have that downtime through the first few weeks of COVID to think about what was really important to me and the life that I wanted to create for myself and why I wanted to achieve certain things and have certain things was awesome to reflect upon that, because I definitely know I do that, but not as in depth as I was able to do it this time. So I was able to really get clear on why I'm doing what I'm doing and how I can do that better and more efficient moving forward. And I guess the biggest learning or takeaway from that period of time is the Man That Can Project is something that I'm still so passionate about, and hungry to continue growing and expanding because I love what we're doing to help men. I love the fact that we're helping men take ownership and take responsibility for the eight areas of their life and teaching them how to master them, but also how to be accountable, right? Because I believe, you know, there's no one else to blame by yourself as to the results that you're getting. And it's about how quickly you can pivot, how resourceful you can be, the learnings that you can take from the experiences that you have or from the experiences of those around you are there. So I'm really excited and I'm really hungry to help men be the best version of themselves, because I know by doing that, you guys are going to be better husbands, fathers, brothers, sons. You're going to love yourself more. You're going to add more to the world around you. And fuck, that excites me. So it was awesome to be able to really reflect upon that. And you know, this is probably the hungriest and most excited I've been moving into the start of a year. So watch this year light up. The second thing was setting the standards. There were people who fell apart during COVID, like I said, and there were also people who rose to the occasion. And for me, that highlighted the importance of setting standards for your quality of life, right? And the standards that you have for an individual can carry across into all aspects of your life. And for me, I've set standards that I believe are high, but also help me move through adversity and have helped me be consistent and create change in my life when maybe the odds were against me. So having those standards set and thinking about how you need to show up even when times are tough, right? It's easy to show up with good set of standards when the results are going your way, and when the results are when the world's easy, because we all have those moments of momentum, right? And it's bloody easy to show up. But how did you show up and what were your standards when it got tough? What can you improve upon this year? What maybe one area that you want to make sure that you nail this year? For myself, it's that consistency, and it's, you know, cutting back alcohol, having standards where, you know, all of my life is intertwined to create a life that I'm proud of and a life that fulfills me and excites me. And I know, you know, the detailed standards of what that takes, the sacrifices that I have to make, what I need to say no to, what I need to learn about, the people that I need to surround myself with, the investments that I'm looking to make, all of those sorts of things sort of tie into the standards that I need to uphold to achieve all of those goals. So think about those standards. That's definitely something that stood out for me this year. Saying no more. This was another one. Learning to say no to those things that make you busy and take up time, but don't necessarily move you any closer to the goals that you've set for yourself. It's very, very hard to say no. I find it hard to say no. But then when I think about why I'm saying no, it becomes a little bit easier. So, you know, for me, learning to say no this year was much more powerful than previous years. Reminding yourself of why you do what you do, or why you're doing what you're doing, and how to pivot, right? When COVID happened, like I mentioned, I had all these workshops planned. I had certain goals set for myself from a lifestyle point of view, but also a professional point of view. And when COVID happened, it was, you know, a quick pivot. I pivoted online fairly fast just from the fact of thinking about, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing and what results am I trying to deliver for the blokes around us. And it was easy to go, well, this is, you know, still why I'm doing it. The fact that we can't meet up in person doesn't stop what I'm trying to achieve. So let's just pivot or sidestep online and get cracking. So I think, you know, if you go back to thinking about why you're doing things, it becomes a lot easier to pivot and move through things. The next point was continuing to grow, right? It doesn't stop. The one thing that you can control is what you continue to learn about for yourself and what you continue to grow upon and develop, right? Like, where as I'm recording this, we're back into a three-day lockdown in Brisbane now. It's essentially a long weekend. It could go longer. It may not. Who knows? But, you know, I'm utilizing this time to produce another podcast, to read more, to listen to some audio, to stretch more, to learn different skills, because I want to continue growing. So you can, you know, choose to use your time for downtime. You can choose to do nothing, or you can choose to find balance and or improve upon areas. You know, I know a lot of us want to learn new things, but we don't have time, or we believe we don't have time, or, you know, make the time. Continue to grow. If it's 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, an hour a day, whatever it is, find something you can consistently do. And do that. Last year for me, probably from about, I think, April, you know, I committed to meditating, you know, fairly consistently. I had a 133-day streak, which is awesome, but then I fell off the wagon a bit. But I still averaged probably 5 days a week of meditation. I still averaged half an hour of reading a day. I still, you know, stuck to these standards that I'd set for myself, and I continued to grow. And I learned so much last year, which helped me thrive through into the year that we're at. And finally, you know, one of the most important parts, obviously, with COVID was health. How important our health is to us. We saw how the elderly and the people who are more unhealthy were probably more susceptible to COVID, but take COVID out, it's more susceptible to any metabolic health diseases. So making sure that my health is optimum, I'm staying hydrated, I'm making sure I'm getting enough sleep, I'm not stressed too much, I'm staying strong and mobile. All of those sorts of things were really highlighted to me, and it just reinforced why I exercise as much as I do. And, you know, all of these components are really pivotal, because if I'm not feeling my best, if I'm not feeling energized, then it's really hard to create the life that I want. It's really hard to uphold the standards, right? Because when in moments of weakness, it's easier to cave. And when you've got a strong mind and body, you know, you're more in control of the outcomes that you're getting. So there's some things, guys, that, you know, I guess were highlighted for me last year that I'm really proud about. And I guess also more intentional, I'm going to be more intentional with this year around planning what I really want for myself, having the standards, learning to say no more, reminding myself continually why I'm doing what I'm doing. And if I'm making decisions that don't support that, then probably bugging them off, continue to grow in all eight areas, and the importance of health, right? They're such incredible things. And there were a heap of other things as well, but those were the real standout ones for me based off, you know, the impact of COVID. And I think ultimately, just to throw one more in there, the importance of your relationships. Everything else stopped, but the power of connection and community during COVID, when that was taken away from us, really highlighted how much I need that. And I thought I was I am an introverted person. I do love my alone time, but I really, really needed community and connection at that point. So that's a little takeaway for me. But guys, jump in on the Inner Circle. If you haven't joined the free Facebook group, please jump in there. I look forward to connecting with you all. Look forward to connecting with those of you who are joining the Inner Circle or attending any of the other workshops for the year. Make sure you please hit subscribe, like, and share this with people to continue sharing these episodes with men that need to hear them. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Man That Can Project podcast. My name is Lockie Stewart, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful. If you did, please take a moment to rate and review the Man That Can Project on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with our newest episodes. We'll see you again next time.